So the reason we decided to have Respect and Recover Forum is I've been reading a lot of stories, you know, anonymous posts on a Facebook group about domestic violence. And ladies were talking about it. They didn't know where to go to. They didn't have enough information. And so I thought, why not have a forum where we openly discuss domestic violence? Didn't want to call it domestic violence because it's got negative connotation. So we thought of the word respect and recover. And we thought that in any relationship, if there has been a falling, then there is respect. Then, you know, you get to tend to get onto the road to recovery. When I organized this forum, what I wanted was for people to take away something from it. And I was looking at all the stories that came through. There was lots of, you know, misinformation about your financial status. How can you get legal assistance? Some of them were on spousal visa. You know, so when I put this panel together, I had people from different areas. So I had Mithu Gopalan, who is a family lawyer. Then I had Kittu Randhawa, who works for ICSA. And, you know, she's a huge advocate and helps women who are going through domestic violence. I had Yojana Parikh, who is an immigration agent. Then I had Nimish Mathani, who is a chartered accountant. So he was going to be talking about how you can be financially stable. And then we had the Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Samir Pandey, and he came in and spoke about everything that the Parramatta Council was doing, about the women's shelter they have and what work they are doing. I had Jody McKay, who came in. She's always, you know, always support. So we had two ladies who shared stories as well, which was very private and very touching. One of the messages I wanted to also give out through this forum to the ladies from the Indian community is that this can happen to anybody. You know, because ladies generally think, you know, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not rich enough, or, you know, my parents have not given enough dowry or whatever. And that's the reason why I'm going through all of these things. But the ladies who shared their stories were powerful women who held powerful positions, but still were victims or can say survivors of domestic violence. So that is what we wanted the ladies to take away. The other reason of having this forum was, you know, you have helpline numbers. You may hear a voice at the end of a phone, you know. But to put those faces to the names and say, yes, I can reach out to this person. There was so much of information that was shared. Like, there were questions like, if you're in a, you know, in a difficult relationship or if you're in an abusive relationship, what is your exit strategy? So legally, what should you be doing? Then most of us are bystanders. You know, you watch, but you really don't know what to do. So how can a bystander help? And then Kittu spoke about her first responder course that she has. So anyone who is interested in doing the first responder course can also get in touch with Sari Club. And then, you know, so that tells you that when you see or you hear about something, what should be your first response? Because like what Kittu said is that, you know, you don't have to panic. Because sometimes what we do is that we know or we think, oh, this person is going through domestic violence. And we just jump in and try to do things which may not be the right approach. So the whole idea of today's forum was to inform and to educate. So that the ladies who were there in the group, there were some who have gone through difficult times because we had some teary eyes in the room. But a number of us are bystanders. So I hope, and from all the feedback that I've got from the people, is that anybody who has attended today's event, they have gone back with some piece of information. So when they walked in, you know, the information they didn't have, they walked away with information. They know whom to contact. They know they can get in touch with Sari Club anytime, and we are there to, we are not there to solve problems, but we are there to give the right pointers. If this person is going through this, okay, contact this person or this person, and we can give them numbers. So the whole idea of today's forum was that, to create an awareness, and that when somebody tells you, oh, I'm going through a difficult time, or my husband is being abusive, at least you know whom to contact. So that was the whole idea of having this forum.
And how important is it to remove the stigma attached to it, say, in the community? Because that's another, because as you mentioned, that several times it's like people go into that mode that, is there something wrong with me? Because your self-esteem is being destroyed.
So what we have said is that many times ladies require a safe space. They need a sister or they need a buddy. So the one of the common messages that went out today was that don't make judgments. Don't be judgmental. If someone is talking to you about it, listen to what they have to say and don't say, oh, it's okay, it doesn't matter. And then take it seriously and then go to the services that are available. The other thing too is that, like you said, because there's a stigma, we have to be observant as well. Like as women, like if I see you at most events and I know how you are, but at one particular event I see some change in your body language, it's okay for me to ask you, hey, is everything okay? And the first time they may not say anything, and then I see that repeatedly I'm seeing you, you know, then that's when I may not talk to you directly, but I would say someone else, oh, I know this, you know, friend of mine, I think she's going through a difficult time, not sure, can you please talk to her? So they are professionals and they will know how to talk. So I think many times women may not come out in the open and talk to us, but we as women should be aware of what is happening around us, you know, and that's why it's not all about wearing pretty clothes and turning up to a party. You also need to be aware of what is happening around you. And I think that was one of the messages that we wanted to give as well, is don't be judgmental.
You know?